Today, the federal government took a big step towards preventing catastrophic accidents in the sky. It involves changes to airplane fuel tanks. Those changes are intended to make it virtually impossible for the tanks to catch fire and explode, as NPR's Kathleen Schalk now reports.
The new rule applies to big jets with center-wing fuel tanks, about half the total U.S. fleet. New planes will be required to have new equipment within 2 years. Existing planes will need to be retrofitted.
A total of 2,730 Airbus and Boeing aircraft with center fuel tanks over a 9-year period.
Transportation Secretary Mary Peters says this technology will make fuel tanks less combustible by sucking out the oxygen.
This is the big one for us as it relates to an important solution to eliminate fuel tank explosions.
Mark Rosenker chairs the National Transportation Safety Board, which has been pushing for the rule. The changes will be expensive, somewhere between $100,000 and $400,000 per plane. That'll cost the industry about $1 billion over the next 3 decades. But Rosenker said today the rule is aimed at preventing accidents like the one that took place 12 years ago. A fuel tank exploded aboard TWA Flight 800 just after it took off from New York's Kennedy Airport headed for Paris. The crash killed all 230 people aboard.
This was one of the worst aviation tragedies in our nation's history.
At first, investigators suspected it was a missile or a bomb, but the NTSB found that a short circuit had ignited vapors in the center wing fuel tank. Secretary Peters said today the new rule ensures that this won't happen again.
The full safety answer lies in not just trying to remove the wires that could short or spark and cause an explosion, but also with inventing a way to reduce the flammability of the tank itself.
And that's what this technology will do. Without oxygen, the fuel can't burn. As for cargo planes, new ones will have to comply with the rule, but older ones won't have to be retrofitted. The rule was a long time in coming. For years, safety officials wanted it, but the industry argued that it would be too expensive. Since then, the costs have come down. Given the industry's current financial woes, Peters said she recognizes this is an added burden. But she said another accident like the crash of TWA 800 would pose a far greater challenge. The Air Transport Association, which represents the major airlines, says the industry will comply. Rosenker and Peters made the announcement at the NTSB's training facility near Washington, D.C., which houses the remains of TWA Flight 800. Earlier, they inspected the reassembled planes, curled and rumpled fragments now fitted together like a giant puzzle, and they said they were glad they had found a solution. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.